This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
The Knicks have major decisions to make this offseason. Which players to re-sign and bring back, and of course, which players to target for a trade. But before they get there, they're going to be entering draft night on June 26th with two first-round picks. And if we know the Knicks, they are unlikely to draft two players. So that begs the question, on draft night, what are they going to do? Well, thanks to NBA insiders with The Athletic, they help reveal what Leon Rose and the Knicks front office are going to do on draft night. We're going to break down all of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks draft plans have been revealed. I don't know about you guys, but for me, this is what I've been waiting for. I've already heard from every single source imaginable what's going to happen this offseason for the Knicks. They're going to likely resign Ihart. They're going to likely resign OG Anunoby, and they're likely going to make trades. Cool. That's great. But what about draft night? What are they going to do that day? They have two first-round picks. The Knicks are a contending team right now. If that's the case, are they really going to add two rookies to this team under head coach Tom Thibodeau? In my opinion, I don't think that's going to be the case, especially when you keep in mind that the Knicks have second round picks for this year's draft. And in this year's draft, you can sign second round picks to multiple year deals. Since that's the case, I think this Knicks front office and Leon Rose are going to try to strike gold again in the second round and trade away their first round picks for a star that they covet or a player that they covet that potentially could be available. And I'm not the only person who believes this. NBA insiders with The Athletic have reported the following about the Knicks and what they plan to do on draft night. Let's take a look at these following reports. Shout out to Bleacher Report and The Athletic for giving us the following information. The Knicks currently possess two first-round draft picks, number 24 and number 25, and the team may not be interested in holding on to both of them. Sam Vecenie of The Athletic reported, the Knicks are another team seen league-wide as a potential trade partner, as coach Tom Thibodeau is not likely to want multiple first-round rookies on his team. Additionally, the Knicks have generally tried to add more assets for the future to create more potential avenues to complete trades involving future draft picks. They continue by stating, this year's draft class is one of the weakest in recent memory. So it is not a surprise that the team may not be inclined to hold on to two first-round picks when it could potentially flip them for future picks or even another star this offseason. And according to SNY's Ian Bagley, he also notes that the Knicks will continue to be fully engaged if the right player is available via trade this summer. I don't think any team player outside of Jalen Brunson would be totally off limits in trade talks for a top player. Shout out to Ian Bagley and all of the great NBA insiders with The Athletic for giving us the following information about Leon Rose, this Knicks front office, and what they're planning to do on draft night. So it's absolutely clear. The Knicks have two first-round picks, and they're likely going to trade one of those picks. Now, in my opinion, I think they're going to trade both of them, but maybe that depends on the star who's available or the player who's available. Because if the right player's not available or he's not the right fit, and maybe the Knicks don't make any type of deal or any type of trade right now. But I think it's clear the Knicks are not trying to develop more rookies. Right now, the Knicks have a contending team. When healthy, we potentially could go all the way to the NBA Finals. If that's the case, that means you want to draft maybe one player. And that player that you draft has to be helpful to the roster you're building right now. That means it has to be a solid backup to one of our players. In my opinion, that should be a wing or a tall power forward that could potentially play wing and power forward. Either way, that's who I think the Knicks should target if they're looking to draft the player in this year's draft. But according to these reports, even though the Knicks have two first-round picks this year, it's likely they're going to draft one player and try to trade one pick. But in my opinion, that doesn't really make sense. Because think about it. If you're another team looking to trade for a pick, are you really going to trade for a late first-round pick in a weak draft class like this year, and you're going to give away a star player or a very important, impactful player? I don't really see that happening. That's why I see the Knicks taking both picks and trying to package them with another player to try to get a star or a very impactful player on this roster that fits better than another player we have existing on this team. I'm not sure who that player is going to be, but I think that's what the New York Knicks are going to do, especially since they have second round picks. Nobody is mentioning this, but again, if you have a weak draft, that means you could hit a lot of gold in the second round if you do your research and make sure you're targeting the players that you need. This Knicks front office has done very well in the second round. That's why I think they're going to focus on getting a player in the second round, developing that player, and trading away their first round picks this year to try to get that star player that they know they need on this team. Now, whether that player becomes available or not, that's anybody's guess. And whether that player that they covet becomes available, that's another thing as well too. Leon Rose is not going to throw everything at any star that becomes available. That star needs to fit this roster, fit this team, and fit what we're building. If that's not the case, Leon Rose is not going to make the trade for that.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Player. We are beyond the point where the Knicks are going to go after each and every star that becomes available. Right now with our roster, we can compete. We are a legit contender. All we need to do is make another move. Make one or two more moves that are the right moves, the correct moves. And if we do that, we turn this Knicks team into a legit NBA Finals contender each and every year. We have the ability to do that this offseason. We also have the ability to do that with the draft picks that we hold for this year. We got to remember, sometimes first round picks may not mean a lot to the teams that have them, but for other teams, they mean everything. because they need rookies to build with to build a future. And I'm looking at a lot of teams around the league that have no future at all, and they can use these draft picks. So the Knicks being patient, holding on to them, and waiting to trade them later down the road, that is exactly what I would expect from Leon Rose and this Knicks front office. Because each and every time they have the ability to trade those picks, that's exactly what they do. Sometimes they trade them for a player, or sometimes they flip them for future draft picks down the line. You don't believe me? Take a tour down memory lane with me for a second. Shout out to Fred Katz from The Athletic for giving us the following information. According to him, the last time the Knicks had two first-round selections in the same draft, they used it as an opportunity to gather more picks. In 2021, armed with the number 19 and number 21 picks, they dealt the better pick to the Charlotte Hornets for a future first-rounder and used the worse one to slide down to the 25th pick and pick up an extra second-rounder. In 2022, they turned the 11th pick into three future first-rounders. Given the history of what we've seen under Leon Rose, when the Knicks have two first-round picks, they normally trade them for future first-round picks and keep it moving. And that's exactly what I expect to happen for the Knicks this year. It's a weak draft after all. The Knicks have second-round picks, and they're likely going to look at the second round, try to strike gold again there, get another player they can develop there, trade those first-round picks for hopefully a player that they covet. If they can get a star with those picks, they're absolutely going to do that. If they can package those picks with a player that we have on this team to get a star player or a very impactful player, they're going to do that as well. Remember, the Knicks are now a contending team. They're looking to get to the NBA Finals each and every year. Leon Rose already knows that. That's why this summer, there's going to be a massive trade that happens for this Knicks team. We have the picks, we have the players, and we have the contracts. We are a contending team. We need to improve, and we need to get better each and every year so we can contend for the NBA Finals. That's what we're looking to do. That's what Leon Rose's goal has been ever since he stepped foot in the Knicks front office. That hasn't changed. If anything, his desire to get a star for this team has only grown stronger. And this season, he has set the Knicks up perfectly to get that star this offseason. We made the right trades. We have the right players on this team, and we have all of our first round picks. That's important when you want to go out there this offseason to make a trade for a superstar or a very good star player or a very good impactful player. Whoever the Knicks want to target, they have the ability to do so. Leon Rose, he's the one who gave us that flexibility. On draft night, he's going to do the exact same thing. Continue to give the Knicks flexibility in each and every deal they have to do moving forward. Because it's all about the future, it's all about the Knicks, and it's all about improving this team and making them a legit contender each and every year. Leon Rose has done that this year, and it looks like we're in prime position to continue to be that team each and every year. Let's not forget what Sam Vecenie of The Athletic reported here, that the Knicks are another team seen league-wide as a potential trade partner because Tom Thibodeau is not likely a person that wants multiple first-round rookies on his team. While a part of me would love the Knicks to draft two first-round rookies, develop them, make them the Knicks of the future, I already know who we have as a head coach. I already know what time it is, and I understand where this Knicks team is right now, where their window is right now. So for me, let them go ahead and draft one player in the first round. Hopefully it's a wing or a power forward that's tall, and then after that, you can trade that other pick, a couple of second rounders, obviously a couple of players to try to go out there and get that other player that's impactful that can help this team win even more games next season. That's the goal, to get better each and every year, win more games each and every year, and compete for the NBA Finals each and every year. The Knicks make the right moves this offseason, that's where we're going to be. And under Leon Rose, that's what's going to happen. I didn't feel this way a couple of seasons ago, but after this year, Leon Rose, I have faith in him and I trust him. I know he's always going to make the best moves for the Knicks and he's going to always set us up for success. With that in mind, this offseason, Leon Rose hits another home run, gets that another star player that we need on this team, and makes us that contending team each and every year. We are this close, guys. This close. Those moves, they start on draft night, and then they start getting completed come this offseason. Just watch Leon Rose and this Knicks front office work, because each and every time you think they can't get a player, they go out there, they work their magic, and they get that player that we thought we could never get on this team. So I can't wait for this offseason when they do it again. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports regarding the Knicks and what they plan to do on draft night? The fact of the matter is, they're likely not going to keep both first-round picks. What do you think the Knicks should do with those first-round picks? Should they trade both of them? Should they keep one of them, draft one player, and try to trade the other? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.